Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Draw to Win by Dan Rome is a practical guide for using simple visuals to think clearly, communicate persuasively, and make better decisions at work. Building on Rome's widely known approach to business sketching, the book argues that drawing is not an artistic talent reserved for a few, but a problem-solving tool available to everyone. The focus is on speed and clarity, quick diagrams, maps, charts, and story frames that help leaders align teams, help sellers explain value, and help innovators shape ideas into testable plans. Rome positions visual thinking as a bridge between complex information and decisive action, showing how to move from a messy challenge to a shared picture people can discuss. Readers can expect a structured crash course that mixes mindset shifts with repeatable techniques aimed at real meetings and real deadlines, rather than studio-level illustration. The promise is straightforward: draw a little, understand a lot, and win support through clearer thinking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, visual thinking as a leadership tool for clarity and alignment. A central idea in Draw to Win is that leaders gain leverage when they can make the invisible visible. Rome frames drawing as a way to expose assumptions, define the real problem, and create shared understanding faster than slides or long documents. Instead of relying on abstract language that different people interpret differently, a simple sketch can anchor discussion around one concrete picture. This matters in leadership moments like strategy reviews, project kickoffs, and conflict resolution, where misalignment often comes from people holding different mental models. The book encourages leaders to use visuals to separate what is known from what is unknown, show relationships and trade-offs, and surface the few factors that drive outcomes. In practice, that can look like mapping stakeholders, sketching a process end-to-end, or drawing a before and after state that clarifies the goal. The value is not artistic beauty, but decision readiness, a sketch that everyone can point to, revise, and agree on. By treating drawing as a thinking habit, leaders can shorten cycles of debate and replace vague agreement with explicit, testable plans. Secondly, selling with pictures, making value easy to see and hard to forget, Rome connects visual communication directly to selling and persuasion, arguing that customers buy when they quickly grasp why a solution matters and how it works. Draw to Win emphasizes that many sales conversations fail because the explanation is too complex, too feature-heavy, or too abstract. A simple drawing can compress the story into a structure the buyer understands: the current pain, the cause, the change you propose, and the resulting benefit. The book promotes using sketches to translate technical details into understandable systems, such as showing workflows, cost drivers, timelines, and points of risk. This approach also helps sellers tailor the message in real time, because a drawing can be adjusted live as the customer asks questions. Instead of presenting a fixed deck, the seller and buyer can co-create a picture that reflects the buyer's reality, increasing trust and ownership. Rome's broader point is that visuals improve recall. People remember a clear diagram long after they forget a paragraph. For sales teams, this means better discovery, clearer differentiation, and a more confident path from interest to commitment. Thirdly, innovation by sketching, from raw ideas to testable concepts. Another major theme is that drawing accelerates innovation by making ideas tangible early, when change is cheap. Rome treats sketches as prototypes for thinking, quick, disposable, and useful for learning. In innovation work, teams often get stuck because ideas remain verbal and therefore slippery, leading to endless debate. A rough visual forces specificity. It shows how components connect, what the user experiences, where constraints appear, and what must be true for the concept to work. Draw to Win encourages using visual models to explore alternatives side by side, revealing patterns and gaps that text can hide. This supports better brainstorming because participants can build on each other's drawings instead of competing narratives. It also supports better evaluation because a sketch can be tested with simple questions: does this solve the right problem for the right person in the right context? Rome's approach aligns with modern product and design practices, where early concept sketches and storyboards guide research and experiments. The result is a faster path from inspiration to a concept that can be discussed with stakeholders, validated with users, and translated into execution. Fourthly, a repeatable method, how to choose the right picture for the problem. Beyond encouragement, the book is known for offering a structured way to decide what to draw. Rome's work commonly organizes visuals into a small set of formats that match common business questions, such as who and what is involved, how things flow, where things happen, and why one option beats another. Draw to Win reinforces the idea that you do not need dozens of templates, you need a few reliable frames that you can deploy under pressure. This method helps reduce the intimidation factor of blank paper, because the first step becomes choosing the question, not creating art. Once the question is clear, the sketch can follow a logical shape, a map, a timeline, a comparison, a cause and effect chain, or a simple chart. Rome also stresses iteration, draw, look, adjust, and simplify until the picture carries the message. This repeatable approach matters for teams because it creates a shared visual language. When everyone uses similar frames, meetings become more productive, feedback becomes more concrete, and documentation becomes easier to understand and reuse. Lastly, building a visual mindset, confidence, practice, and everyday application, Draw to Win also addresses the mindset barrier that keeps professionals from drawing, the belief that drawing equals artistic talent. Rome counters this by focusing on functional marks that anyone can make, lines, boxes, arrows, and simple icons, and by reframing drawing as a literacy rather than a gift. The book's message is that confidence grows through use, especially when drawings are treated as working tools rather than polished deliverables. It encourages readers to bring visuals into everyday situations, one-on-one conversations, team huddles, brainstorming sessions, and executive updates. Over time, this practice builds a personal library of simple shapes and story structures that can be combined quickly. The benefit is not only clearer communication, but improved thinking. Sketching slows the mind just enough to organize information, notice relationships, and prioritize what matters. It also creates a record that can be revisited, improved, and shared, turning fleeting discussion into something more durable. By normalizing quick sketching, the book aims to help readers become more persuasive, more collaborative, and more decisive in the environments where clarity is a competitive advantage. In conclusion, this book fits leaders who need alignment across teams, sellers who must explain complex offerings, product and innovation professionals shaping new concepts, and anyone who struggles to make ideas land in meetings. It is especially useful for people who feel they are not visual or not creative, because the emphasis is on simple, practical sketches that support real business outcomes. The life benefit is clarity. When you can externalize your thinking, you reduce confusion, speed up decisions, and make collaboration less political and more concrete. Visuals also improve persuasion because they help others see cause and effect, trade-offs, and value in a single glance. Compared with many business communication books that focus on presentation polish or storytelling theory, Draw to Win stands out for its action orientation and its insistence that a pen and a few shapes can outperform a slide deck when the goal is understanding. It complements, rather than replaces, tools like slides and documents by giving you a faster way to explore, explain, and agree before you produce formal materials. For readers who want immediate, reusable techniques, it is worth buying because its methods can be applied the same day across leadership, selling, and innovation contexts. If you would like to support Dan Rome, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.